Girly Whirlies, hello, and welcome back for another episode of the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sam Bay. Thank you so much, as always. I say it every time, but I just love and adore you, and I love this time to sit down and chat with you. And thank you so much for always coming back for another episode. I love being on your hot girl walks. I've been on a few hot girl jogs. That's so fun. I'm not a jogger, I'm not a runner, so thank you for bringing me with you, and you're kind of inspiring me to be a runner. Actually, if you're a runner, just keep tagging me and tell me to be a runner, because I actually would love to get into it. But I love seeing where you listen and what you're listening to, and it means the world, and I always love hearing from you. And just a reminder, you can always send in your Ask Sam Bay questions to hello@girlywhirlies.com, and that is where we pick some of our inspo for the episode. So today is very much inspired by an Ask Sam Bay question. But before that, just a quick catch up. So last week's episode was my solo episode when I was missing Sam. He wasn't here with us, and I was kind of hesitant to put it out because I felt like I was being a bit of a Debbie Downer, and I really don't like being like that. But then it's also very false of me to not show my down days and my bad moods. I think that's giving toxic positivity if I wasn't to show my inner dialogue of when I'm being negative. So that episode is actually very much just my inner dialogue of what goes through my brain when I'm not feeling so good. But since then, I'm feeling so much better. Sam's obviously back, thank God. I think I was definitely feeling a bit low without him on the episode as well. I just missed him. I missed his energy here with me. So yeah, I'm sorry if it was a bit of a Debbie Downer episode, but it was just honest, and it was kind of just how I picked myself back up. It's really just getting your shit together. It was me trying to get myself to get my shit together. And I feel like when you say things out loud, you hold yourself accountable. So if I was just to pretend like everything's fine and I'm not being negative Nance, I would just never fix it. Whereas now I'm very aware of it because I have said out loud, I'm like holding myself accountable. So I'm feeling so much better. Although today I'm such a dehydrated queen recently. I just, like in the solo episode, I was saying that I just have been drinking too much wine. And then didn't I go out on Saturday night and drank way too much fucking wine. But I, the best night. So where I was at the Irish Tattler Women of the Year Awards. It was phenomenal. It was my first time there. So Irish Tattler is an Irish media, like magazine. And every year they host Women of the Year Awards. And it's not like a nominated thing. It's just they choose the winners. There's loads of different categories, and it was so inspiring. The most amazing women from all different walks of life were being celebrated. It was really just a night of women supporting women. Every speech that was given was so touching and moving, motivating. But there was some stories in particular that I really wanted to highlight. This one in particular I really wanted to just mention today, because I actually didn't know about it, which I'm embarrassed that I didn't know about it. The overall Women of the Year Award went to Una Ring and Eve McDowell, and I actually got to meet Eve, and she was an angel. And just to share like why they won and what it was about. So I'm reading this from the Irish Tattler Instagram. Our 2023 award recognizes a sustained campaign by two women over multiple years that reached a pinnacle moment just last week, and by changing the law is set to change the lives of others for generations to come. In March 2023, the Criminal Justice Bill was passed. On 1st November 2023, the crime of stalking, which will carry a maximum sentence of 10 years, became law. It is a lasting legacy of two women brought together for all the wrong reasons, yet turning it into good. We have, they say, taken our power back. So it was just the most amazing story of these two women that had the most horrendous experiences with stalking. And naturally, I would have thought stalking was illegal. I just thought that would be something that if someone's stalking you, it would be brought to court. It would be, you know, it would be dealt with, but it wasn't. It hasn't been ever in Ireland, and as of November 1st, 2023, it's a crime. So I just think that is so amazing that these two women came together and they got this pushed, and they just have sacrificed so much and they've done so much, and it's amazing. And I wish I could spend this whole episode talking about every single woman, but there's just so much information, there's so much to say, and I can even tell my reading isn't on par today. So if you look at the Irish Tattler Instagram page, and you can read about all the winners and just the most amazing women ever. And it was so inspiring, so moving, so touching. And well done to all those gorgeous women. It was an honor to be in that room with those women. Actually, Sam, I do want to ask you a question. I wasn't meant to bring you in, but I do want to ask you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that stalking wasn't a crime? Did you know it wasn't illegal? Would you have thought stalking was illegal?
Yeah.
So
it's not.
It wasn't, but now it's a crime in Ireland. I don't know about other places, but I seriously would have thought stalking was a crime and illegal. Yeah, and their stories are crazy. What happened to them? It's so wild. But anyway, Sam, by while you're here, hello, my darling.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
I have a little update real quick.
Oh, okay. You came prepared. Is this by Taylor?
No.
Because we are going to talk about that too.
Okay. No, this is about the love language episode.
Oh.
And I said that my lads, what did I say? I said something like, I wouldn't know if my lads would know.
Yeah. Sorry. So if you haven't listened to our love language episode.
Fucking listen to it.
We spoke about love languages and our love languages and how you can find out your love language and how it's important to understand. So Sam in that episode said that he doesn't think his boys would know.
Yeah. So I just said, I wouldn't know. Like I've never had the conversation. And then I got a text off my boy, Adam. So he just adds text me, he goes, mine for receiving love is words of affirmation and for giving love is mainly acts of service. And then he goes, don't you dare say your boys don't know how to love.
Aww,
he knows how to love. So shout out to you, Ads. Thank you for listening, brother. I love you.
So the verdict is the boys do know. Okay, that's nice to know. So because that's what we were talking about in the episode was a gal was wondering, like, do boys know their love language? So some do, some don't. And we are encouraging them to go and learn.
I'll do some research.
Okay, and didn't I lose my shit over something yesterday?
What did you say to me?
What happened with Taylor Swift yesterday, please?
Oh, with the Kansas player comment. Karma is a Chiefs player.
So Sam didn't understand. Sam didn't get why that was such a big deal. So Taylor Swift, live in Argentina, singing Karma. And usually one of the lines. So if you're not a Swiftie and if you don't know this, I'm not even like, I couldn't even call myself a Swiftie because I haven't been like a follower of Taylor Swift for a long time. But this was just an iconic moment. So her song Karma is all about like, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a cat sitting in my lap because it loves me. Karma is wind blowing in my hair. So karma is her best friend. Karma is so good to her. So the original line.
Okay, now it makes sense because Sam just didn't
get it. Yeah, he thought it was a bad
thing. I think of karma like in a negative manner, which is stupid. You should
that's a good thing.
Yeah, because like if you do good, you'll get good karma.
I think most people, like, it's like karma. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
But I think that's where Taylor's like changing the narrative. It's like, it's actually, you see it as the good.
Like if you do something good, you get good karma.
Yes. But also what she really means is like it's, for example, for the people. Karma that hit Kanye and she had such shit with Kanye.
Okay.
And then his karma got fucking served to him.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where she's kind of coming
from.
I shouldn't put that in Taylor's mouth. But that's how I would view it, is when she's like, karma is my best friend. It's like, yes, be good and get good karma. But it's also like the karma for the bad that someone did serves you in a sense.
Negative.
She loves revenge. Okay. She loves revenge.
Yeah.
So the line she says, it's usually karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me. Apparently that was about her ex-fiance. I didn't know that. Were they engaged? Am I making that up? Anyway. And then she sang, karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. And everyone's losing their shit.
And he was there.
And his reaction was, he was there. And then she apparently like went and gave him a big warm embrace. But isn't that so cute.
It's very cute.
Yeah, so the internet's losing their shit over that. Before we begin, as always, thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you, Naked Fashion. You can use the code GIRLYWIRLY to get 20% off online until December 5th. And you can always DM me for recommendations. I can tell you what to buy, what I love, what I've ordered recently. I'm always shopping on Naked and the quality is amazing. The outfits are amazing. Everything's perfection. So make sure to have a look and I'll link below. Thank you, Naked. Okay, now today's episode, we're going to talk about the five stages of a breakup, of grieving. And I'm going to read you the Ask Sambe that came in.
Okay, would you tell me what the five stages are, please?
Yes, sorry. Okay, let me get now I have this on my phone. So the five stages of, it's kind of the five stages of
Five stages of grief in general.
Yes, five stages of grief after a breakup, okay? So we have denial, anger, bargaining, depression.
It's the five stages of grief.
Acceptance. Are they the exact same five?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a breakup is like grieving.
Yeah, because you've lost someone. That's what I said.
Okay, sorry, darling.
That's all right, babe.
So they're the exact same.
Okay, so you've got denial. Yeah, I've done all them before.
We've both done all these before. Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So let's read out our Ask Sambe, and then we're kind of going to get this girly through her scenario.
We hope.
Through talking about the five stages, because we've both been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. Okay, so this gorgeous gal. It's a bit of a long one, but it's a good message. And I think a lot of people will relate to this. Hey, new girly wordy here. Oh, hi.
Hey.
Welcome.
I think she probably joined because of me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like, if you want to look at the coincidence of time, really, like, I start. She's like, oh, new.
nonsense.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sambe, for bringing in all the early release.
Yeah, listen.
I recently just stopped talking to this boy who I really liked, and I thought the feelings were mutual. But you know how first year college boys just don't want anything serious for the first few weeks of college, in inverted commas. It's true.
So true.
But like, in other words, they just want to get with as many girls as possible and not care about the one that actually cared about them. Felt, girly, felt.
Okay, she's like violence. She's like, yeah, fuck
no, she knows what she's talking about.
She knows what she's worth.
She's so passionate.
No, that's what
this.
I mean. Yeah, yeah, like it. No, don't. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. Anywho, I love the way she's written this. Anywho, how do I stop thinking about him so much? I've tried to have my hot girl mental glow up, which works when I have my headphones on and I'm on my hot girl walk. But the second the headphones come off and I'm alone in my college accommodation, a rush of emotions and delusions come flying into my head and I don't know what to do. I'm trying to stop thinking about him, but I can't. I'm not the type of girl that will do things with every boy. I was like that too. Sorry, that's my words.
No.
It took me a while to get comfortable to share things with him. And then he got bored, essentially. And I don't think I deserved that. You didn't. You're darn right, girly. You didn't deserve that. My problem is that I like too hard. But he literally showed interest first, ? Make it make sense, buddy, please. We have mutual friends, so I do see him the odd time, especially when we're out. And it hurts a lot to see him with other girls. In brackets, I'm very aware I'm a jealous person, self-work queen. But I just want yours and Sambe's advice on how to get over him, because it works when I have my headphones on and doing something, but it's just when I'm alone, I can't stop thinking about it. I don't want to say it's taking over my life because that's so overdramatic, but it feels like it is. I do know I'm only 18, but does it get easier? This is the first time I've ever felt this way about a boy and then hurt this badly. Also, I know. Also, why do boys always go for blondes after? In brackets, no offense, Sophie, I love you. But it does make me want to dye my hair. So he liked me.
Wait, so she... That's so funny. So she's obviously brunette.
It's such a thing on TikTok that the guy always goes for a blonde afterwards. But we're going to discuss that. Yeah. That's literally why we're discussing this today.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, long story short, please give a girly some advice and also kindly point her in the direction of where I can find a decent man, because there are none around here anymore. Serious emphasis on none. No offense, Sambe, you're obviously an exception.
Thank you.
Kisses. Oh my God, I love this gal.
Yeah, she's a queen.
So she's going through it. And I do want to highlight, they weren't even essentially boyfriend and girlfriend, but to me that doesn't matter.
No matter connections are connections, man.
Exactly. Like we said this in a previous Sambe, I do not base anything on time, it's on connection.
No. Yeah.
You could date someone for 10 years and someone you date for 10 weeks has more of an impact on you and your life, you know?
Yeah.
So you are essentially going through a breakup without it really being titled a breakup.
Yeah.
Because it's just the same. Actually, sometimes it's also a little bit more heartbreaking because it was new and you were probably looking forward to what things would be. You probably fell in love with his potential, of who you thought he was going to be.
And it's really fun at that stage.
It's really fun. And then you didn't even get to experience him. Whereas maybe if it did go on for longer and then you maybe would have found out he wasn't a nice person in the first place, he wasn't a good boyfriend. But sometimes when you don't even get to figure that out.
Yeah, that's part of it.
That's really shitty.
Yeah. Number one way to get over someone.
Sambe.
What? Finish it.
Are we saying get under someone?
Yeah.
Okay, Sambe, she's 18 and she just told us that she doesn't do that. She just said, where's her sentence?
And I
said, I'm not the type of girl that will do things with every boy. Me too.
Don't need to do them with every boy, just one other one.
No, Sambe is being such a man right now.
I'm not being a man, that's how you get over people.
I think that's how men get over people.
No, like, okay.
I don't know. Fight me.
I just think that, like, just, that's all I do. You asked me for advice, I gave it to you.
We asked for Sam's opinion, he gives you
I
the
just think, like,
opinion.
It just, that's how, until you meet someone else, you're never truly going to be over the person before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You'll always hold on to stuff.
Damn.
Do you think so?
I think you can be over someone while remaining single.
Yeah, I'm not telling her to get in a relationship. But I'm saying until you kind of see what else is out there and have fun and move on, then you're always going to hold on.
No, sorry, you're so right. Okay, so we're saying flirt, kiss.
Like, go out and have fun being single.
Have fun being single.
Like, I'm not saying you have to jump into bed at everyone you see or kiss somewhere or whatever, but like, have fun being single. And yeah, I honestly think just go get with someone.
Okay, so Sam is saying get a nice smooch from another boy. I agree. I know, I totally agree. But it can be, after a breakup, it can be really, the first person you kiss after a breakup can be really weird. If it's a really long-term relationship. But it has to be done. We all, like, sorry, I know what you're saying now. I thought you were saying, like, you need a new partner, like a
no, boyfriend. Just go out and, like, have fun.
But you need to talk to new people, meet new people, kiss new people.
And you're only 18, so I wouldn't be stressing.
I think right now...
Also, finding people in college is difficult.
Oh,
because young college lads do.
But college is so fun. No, that's it. College is for having fun.
Yeah.
College, you do have your fun first before looking to knuckle. That's exactly what he's fucking doing. He doesn't want to settle down. He just wants to have fun.
Which is also okay.
That's okay.
I don't know what way he's done this. Obviously, if he goes to you and stuff, that's really bad.
Yeah.
But I think college is like you're meant to probably have a bit of fun.
Have fun. So, okay, when it comes to this, bringing this back to the stages of grief, because obviously there's denial. I don't think our gal's in denial. Maybe she's done the denial. I personally was so fucking in denial after a breakup. So were you. Mm. I feel like the denial went on for months for me.
Yeah, it was a few months.
The denial was a long, long part. So what this says is denial is your brain's automatic response to unwanted news. Yeah, makes sense. Denial gives your heart time to adjust to the new situation. In the denial phase, you may think that your significant other is coming back to you. Everybody spends different amounts of time in the denial phase. So yeah, and then it says it's wise to turn to your friends or family. I totally agree. I definitely spent a long time in denial. So did you.
Yeah.
But I don't think our gal's in denial. I think she knows what's what. Would you agree? Maybe she was in denial for the first few days, but it seems like she's past that. Maybe she's in the anger stage. So the next stage is anger. It's normal to be angry at your former partner. Everyone goes through anger. Of course you're going to feel anger. Of course, like, no, she's 100% feeling anger towards him. Like, fuck you. Like, she literally says, like, you showed interest first. Yeah. And then he drops you. That is totally right. You are so valid to feel anger there.
Mm.
Of course you feel anger. Then there's the bargaining is the next phase. But I don't think this gal's going
to
be bargaining.
What's the definition for bargaining there?
Bargaining. In the bargaining phase, you will try to restore your relationship or perhaps rebuild it as a friendship. Yeah. Oh my God, I've done that.
Mm.
Trying to befriend an ex soon after the breakup.
Yeah, that shit never works.
I agree with the, like, being friends with your ex. It's like you're still in love with them or you didn't.
There's no such thing as being friends with an ex. I genuinely don't believe that.
I just, but there's some people that are, and I'm like, okay.
Do you know anyone that's friends with their ex?
No.
Like mates, obviously.
None of my gals, no. I don't think.
That shit,
like,
doesn't
there's,
work.
There's like, being friendly.
There's
absolutely.
Being friendly if you
if
see
I
them on a night
you,
out.
Hi,
all,
how
yeah.
are you?
But not like.
But friends. I'm not meeting up.
Or texting
for
each
a
other.
Coffee, or texting. No. I agree. I do think that's wild. But some people do remain friends. But I do think if you're bargaining, if you're in that stage of bargaining and you're like, please be my friend, you just want them in your life. Like,
and it's nothing to do with just
being a friend. No. It's, I do think it's wanting them back.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And then there's depression, which is the worst part. And then finally you reach acceptance.
Yeah, and just get on with it.
And like these five stages, they still apply to this gal, even though it's like she just said, she's like, I feel so overdramatic to say it's taking over my life. But like, that's not dramatic because it's so consuming.
Yeah, and it's the first time she's
it's
ever
her first
like this.
Time that she's ever, exactly. Like, it's so fucking consuming.
It's so shit.
You're wondering why, when, who, how. You question everything. You're stalking them online. You're reading over your text messages. You're wondering where they are, what they're up to. I wonder, are they on the same campus? That's shit if they are. If they're both in the same course.
Yeah, mutual friends though.
Yeah, that's shit. It's really fucking tough.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, I just, like, for me, we're much older, so looking at that at 18, my first advice, just go have fun.
Yeah, no,
because
you're so
gonna
right.
look back and say like you want to have fun during college.
And I had my worst ever heartbreak was that age. Like, that age is just shit. Like, that is just,
yeah, I was kind of around that time.
Yeah, like, it's just a young age. It's probably a first love or a first fling or a first situationship, first somebody, and no one knows how to deal with those emotions.
No one deals with it.
Yeah.
You literally just have to accept the fact that there's better for you and this wasn't working out. And it doesn't mean it's not going to, it could change. And like, my sister's mate is married now to her childhood sweetheart, but they were broken up for like, I don't know, like 10 years in between or whatever, and then they came back together. So like it does happen, but I just think you need to just say, right, fuck it, I'm going, I'm going to go have fun, I'm going to go out.
I agree, because some people do end up waiting. That's kind of the denial phase, is like waiting around. And
so I waited around.
So did I.
And like, it just, it's such a waste.
It's a waste of your time.
And
like,
you look like a psycho.
You'll heal so
Well, I did. I was going to say.
No, actually, I fucking did too. I was a crazy person.
Yeah, I was a
I was a crazy
person.
That
shit makes you do, like, those five, like, they do make you do.
Yeah, the denial is wild. And in denial, sometimes you think, I'll wait for them, I'll wait for them, I'll wait for them. And it's just no, like, move on. The fastest, the sooner you can move on, the better. So this gal is kind of wondering how to move on. So Sam, you're saying just go out there, live, have fun.
Yeah, and don't
people.
Stress about stuff, because shit's going to line up whatever way it's meant to.
Yeah.
Like, I do believe that, like, that you've either meet someone or you have the best 4 years of your life and you'll still be single, but you'll look back and say, geez, thank God I wasn't with Brian, we'll call
Brian.
Him. But like, that's, I think you just need to knuckle down, have fun and look after yourself. Like, you're only 18. You look after you, because right now you're trying to put him first. We don't want to do that.
And I would also say, so you're so consumed by it. I've totally been there. There's a few different things, but it's so important that you talk to someone. I was so blessed to have friends that would let me talk about it over and over and over and over. And even though they were so sick of me, and I'm sure there was conversations about me like, Jesus, would Sophie ever get over this? But they listened, they let me cry, they let me talk about it over and over and over again. Then there does come a phase that, like, they definitely have to be like, okay, Sophie, like, we cannot have this conversation again. Like, that, let's move on.
It's been 5 years, Abby.
And there, you do need someone that's going to let you talk and then eventually tell you, okay, let's wrap it up. But it's really important to have someone to listen to you. Like, my mum, my sister was.
Do you know a way that I look at it as well is, I always think, and it didn't work for me, so I'm not going to say it's going to work for anyone else, but I think it was a good way, is like, if someone came to you, so this girl here, if someone came to you with this exact story, what advice would you give? So like, it wouldn't be, oh, wait around, or oh, everyone would tell their best mate.
That's
everyone
exactly
just
it.
To be like, you
what
need
would you
to look
say
after
to your
yourself.
Best friend?
What would you say to your best mate? And you would look at their best interest and say, you need to go have fun, you need to get over it, you need to just look after yourself, whatever it might be. And then you can look at it yourself then and say, well, if I'm going to give this advice to someone else, and now I know I'm so shit at taking my own advice. I think most people are.
Yeah.
But like, I think that's a good way to look at it, because then it kind of takes the emotion out of it or the personal side out of it somewhat. And I think that's the main thing.
And again, as well on the consuming thing, unfortunately, that like you actually just have to feel those emotions.
Yeah,
and
you
that's
have
what
to
my
sit
therapist
with it
taught
and
me.
Go through it. Yeah.
That's what my therapist. What did I just say?
Your therapist.
I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, it's a H in there somewhere.
That's what my therapist taught me. No, it's because I'm therapist and taught. Oh my God, I can't say it. My therapist taught me.
Well done.
There we go. That I actually said this in my solo episode. I run away from my feelings.
This would want to be a banger of an episode you've been talking
about. The solo
it so
episode, it's probably not. I would hate sitting alone and being stuck with my thoughts. I realized I was a prisoner of my own brain. I used to be when I was younger, because the thoughts I would find myself trapped with, and I couldn't snap out of it. But unfortunately, we do have to feel those really uncomfortable feelings, because that's how you heal.
I know
you are really struggling, thinking, okay, when I'm on my walk, when I'm with friends, when I'm here, when I'm busy, I'm fine, but when I'm alone, I'm not. And unfortunately, that is you feeling.
That's the most important time.
Yes. And it's really tough. And it does matter, though. It's very important that it doesn't go on too long, that doesn't become a whole like depressive episode that you can't escape. But unfortunately, a part of this is just feeling your feelings. And by feeling the feelings, you are going to heal from it sooner. So what I would advise you is, when you are alone when you are alone in your college dorm, what do we call it? Campus?
Accommodation.
Feel the feelings and then distract yourself. So don't always be distracting yourself. But when you've done your hike or walk and you've had a really busy day, a really good day, and you haven't even thought about it, and then it gets quiet again, feel those feelings, journal. It's so important to journal or call someone and get the thoughts out of your body. And that is how you heal. And then get up and make a new plan. Start some study. Organize all your notes. Like, do something that'll distract you again. It's really important to have the distractions, but have the distractions as well. Like, treat yourself to the distractions after feeling your feelings and journaling. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I totally
agree. If you don't feel the feelings, you're just pushing it further and you're going to end up coping with it so much later than you wanted to.
Which is what I did.
I think that's what boys do.
Yeah, so I used to go out like 4 times a week.
Yeah, you were a party boy.
Oh, I went heavy.
Party boy.
Literally up until I met you. But I never dealt with it.
No, you didn't.
Still haven't. I have. Sorry, you have fixed me, Sophie Marie.
Aww.
But yeah, no, it's important, man. You just gotta...
It's feel... The Kardashian said, deal with it. Feel, deal, and heal. So true.
You're on a Kardashian's boss.
I'm obsessed. Yeah, they say, in an episode the other day said, feel, deal, and heal. And it's so true.
It's so true.
It's so accurate. So what you're going to do, girly, is you're going to keep distracting yourself. You're allowed to distract yourself, but also feel your feelings, journal, talk to people, let it out of your body, get it out of your system. And then, Sam, we must address the why do boys always go for the blondes after? Yeah.
Also, just one more thing on your man. If it comes to it, maybe don't hang out with him for a while. That's probably pretty obvious.
Oh, sorry, because yes, she did say yes, and she hates seeing him with other girls. Like, that's awful that you even have to see that. Like, when you have an ex, the last thing you want is to have to fucking watch that unfold in front of you. It's so messed up.
But it's
not that you shouldn't go on the nights out. That's so unfair. Like, if it's a course or like...
Yeah, but just don't sit with them. But just do your own thing.
Just keep the girls around you. Keep the girls that understand. You just need the girls that understand. And maybe if it's a case of your girls don't understand, meet new people. Keep your girls always. But like, maybe your school friends don't get it. But maybe there's a college girl that just gets it. And like, confine in her. Like, allow yourself to trust people and like have open conversations with people. Don't be the girl that tells fucking everyone, because that was me. I had to talk to everyone about my problem. Oh my god, I was like, this. Everyone was sick of me. Everyone knew what I was going through because I couldn't shut the fuck up about it. It's so embarrassing. So I don't advise doing that. I advise just having your few close people that get it and get you and can mind, you know, the situation. If they know on a night out he's gonna be there and you're gonna be there, they know just to keep you safe. We're not going to do too much tequila. We're just going to have good vibes together. But yeah, Sam, what do you think about the blonde thing?
Yeah, that's really funny.
Because I'm your first blonde.
Yeah, I was always a brunette. I haven't been with that many people.
There's such a thing on TikTok about this. And then blonde girls say that after the blonde is a brunette.
Yeah, I think it makes sense, man. Just clean slate it. Like.
It's weird, isn't it? Are men aware?
If you're good looking and you sound, I don't care what good hair is.
Okay, so if I had pink hair, red hair, it was. I think maybe were you a little bit fascinated because you'd never kissed a blonde before? I'm sure you've kissed a blonde, but you're never with a blonde.
Yeah, I've kissed many blondes.
Oh, fuck.
No, because Britney Spears would have been a big crush of mine growing up, so I think it was always in the back of my mind. You had red hair in the Toxic video.
Oh, yeah, did you love that?
Good lord, what a music video.
What age were you, like 11?
Too young to be watching that video.
It altered your brain chemistry.
Yeah, she's so hot.
There is definitely something about the blondes, the boys brunette to blonde or blonde to brunette.
Yeah, I growing up, I always would have been, like, if anyone's like, what's your type? It would have been brunette. But I don't really believe in that type shit.
I don't have type. No. I don't have a type.
If you're sound and you're good looking and I'm attracted to you,
I think
because
of
one,
you.
Ruggedly handsome and what do you mean?
I would always say tall. Like, when you go tall, you can't go back.
Yeah.
Like, I think any gal out there does get that. Like, when you have someone really tall, there's no going back. That's just a me thing.
Okay.
But we're getting married and going to live our lives together, so we don't need to think about that. But I do just think if I had to type on paper, tall.
That's it.
No, and you. Looks like Sambe.
Yeah, because Yeah, the type thing's funny, man. I used to ask in my last year, like, oh God, I was...
Oh, you're so embarrassing.
I was so embarrassing. And I remember it was... who did they say? Pretty sure they said Tom Hardy. I was like, I couldn't look further from him. Like,
so you were comparing yourself to
the
celebrity
crushes. I was
kind of
like, say something that like kind of looks like me, like a George Clooney or like a Brad Pitt. You know?
This is Sam's sarcasm. People don't understand.
Yeah, people
like,
I'm like, God, he's so bizarre.
Do you genuinely think you're George Clooney and Brad Pitt?
Yeah, look at me. Maybe from like...
The confidence of Sambe, we all need a bit of that. We all need a bit of delusion.
Yeah, delusion is right.
I'm really messing.
But yeah, so I remember.
Beautiful.
I remember getting really jealous of like Tom
of
Hardy.
Of the celeb crushes.
Yeah, like Tom Hardy be one of my celeb crushes.
And then so you're like, so cute. You very purposely were like, you started naming blonde celeb crushes for me. And I was like, you don't need to do that. And you're like, like Britney Spears and like.
Britney Spears was genuinely my first.
You're just saying that.
Britney Spears was my first ever crush. Man, like, I was like a kid when, Hit Me Baby
huge.
One More Time and all. Like,
huge.
That was...
Yeah, that's fair. Do I have a celeb crush? Well, Justin Bieber and you look like Justin Bieber in my eyes. And Harry Styles. Yeah, you got your hair cut today.
Got my hair cut today. Shout
beautiful.
Out, Rob. Yeah, thank you for that.
Looks so gorge.
That's my boy.
You have a bit of Harry Styles about you when your hair is like that.
Yeah.
You do. You do, darling.
I don't really think I look like...
Well, you just said George Clooney and Brad Pitt. Now he's trying to be all humble. Modest.
I was clearly joking. Who do you look like? Florence Pugh.
Oh, thank you. I did get that after cutting my hair. But before that, I didn't really have.
Yeah, I don't really think I have any.
I don't know. I don't think we have a doppelganger.
I'd love to know if a gen... Like, I get, like, people are like, people would like blondes and stuff. But I just find, like, for me and, like, my lads, thinking about their relationships, like, they've gone from... brunette to black to blonde to green, like whatever it is, like, and I just don't think, like, I would never look at someone and think, oh, your hair's brown, so I don't like you.
I'm gonna add to that, because say back when I was like grieving an ex and they kissed a brunette dark haired girl, I wasn't like, oh, and she's brunette. Like that, I didn't really see it like that. I wasn't like, but I get where girls are coming from. Where girls are coming from, it's like, but he's kissing someone that doesn't even look like me. It's like, I think that's where girls are coming from.
Yeah, and then I used to be like
but
that as well.
I never really saw it like that.
They're clearly going to try
and
something
new.
And
I don't think it's an active choice.
No, like I didn't decide to go out with you because you're blonde.
Yeah, I don't think people actively think, unless, no, maybe they do. Maybe some people think, I don't want anyone that looks anything like them. I'm going to go totally different. But I don't know. I think some girls might see it as malicious, but I don't think men are like, but yeah, I personally hadn't ever got hung up over it being a haircut, like ever being like, and she has dark hair.
No,
like,
it just
I never
happens.
Really felt that, but I do understand why girls feel it. I do get it.
Yeah,
I get it. Us girls are just too fucking hard on ourselves. That's why we'll pick ourselves apart, and then what we do is compare ourselves to the new, and it's so messed up, but we can't fucking help it.
I think a lot of people do that.
I think we all do. I think boys do too. Yeah. I think because you feel replaced, you feel like, what do they have that I don't have? Especially when you've been broken up with and this guy is feeling like he was interested in me first, and then he chased me, or he attained me, and then he fecks off, and then he's kissing brunette.
And
no,
now it could
blonde.
Be a thing that he knows, and this is going to sound really bad, but lads do this, that he knows that you're there.
That would bother her.
No. Oh, well, yeah, of course. You probably thought about that. But he knows that she's there. So he's going to go and have fun. And until girly whirly starts doing her own thing, he could turn around and be like, oh, no, but I really like you.
Yeah, I think there's two different guys in the world. I think there's the guys that will purposely kiss someone in front of you, and the guys that are actually just dumb enough to think it's like, there's people that will do it with intent and a bit malicious and wanting to make you jealous. And then I actually do think there's guys that are actually just so like, they're just being a bit fucking dumb.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing to do.
And they don't even think, they just are like, oh, but we're not together. Why would I not kiss the new girl?
Yeah, I've used that one before.
Oh. Wow. I had a dream that, not that you cheated on me, but it was a really weird dream.
Just to give context, Sophie has the weirdest.
Every
morning she wakes up and goes, tells these mad stories.
I have mad dreams. A lot. I would love a psychologist
to
like
it's
review
so weird.
Them. Well, you do dream, darling. You just don't remember them.
Yeah, okay. Well,
and
that's
I think
clearly
it's
what
you're think you're in a really deep sleep. Thank God, though, I will say Sambe is not a snorer. Yeah. Only if he's had a drinky poo. But yeah, I have mad dreams. I had a dream the other night that you I don't know if you cheated on me or if we weren't together or something. It was heartbreaking.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
I know you wouldn't.
So you can stop thinking about it. Yeah, your subconscious does some shit to
yourself. It's wild, wild. Okay, I think we need to wrap this up, darling. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion, again, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. Use the code GIRLYWIRLY for 20% off, excluding sales. And you can use that code until December 5th. Get all your Christmas bits, get organized. And love you, Naked. Thank you so much, Girly Whirlies. We love and adore you.
We love you guys. Thank you. And I hope our girly can
heal.
Yeah.
Feel, deal, and heal. We're sending you all the love.
You're going to meet someone in like 2 weeks.
And we want updates. We want updates on that. Yeah, let us know, darling.
We're meeting someone soon.
Yeah, we're manifesting that for you.
Yeah.
And you're going to look back and be like, how did I ever care about that?
And that's the best feeling ever.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
So, and that goes to everybody. Let's manifest that for everybody, that anyone that is going through heartbreak or missing someone, or if you're trying to manifest someone back, no, manifest someone new. You can't manifest someone back. I see
never
that TikTok all the time.
Out.
I don't like that. Manifest someone new and something new, a new opportunity, a new life change, whatever it is, manifest something or someone new for you. And we're putting our little magical powers into that.
Yeah, we're going to have a big week this week.
Big week for the girly
world. The girly world is going to have a big week.
Yeah, everyone slay. Hot girl walks.
Yeah.
Journaling, looking
some
after yourself.
Coming to
treat
you.
Yourself. Maybe we should do tarot cards next time. We're giving tarot card reading right now. Anyway, we love you so much. Thank you, girlies.
Love you guys. Thank
Catch you
naked.
Next week.
Love you, girlies.
Love you. Bye.